Hello.
Hello there. Hi. My name is Christian, and I'm coming from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threat and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment, a condominium, a manufactured home, or a mobile home?
Single-family home.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Thank you for participating. Really, really appreciate it. Do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. But, and please tell me, in what year was your home built?
I think it's 62.
Okay, 1962. Thank you. And have any upgrades or modifications been made to the property?
Yes.
Would you say roofing?
There was a new roof in 2016.
Okay. What about impact windows?
No.
What about drainage upgrades?
What kind of upgrades?
Drainage.
Oh, drainage. No.
And structural upgrades? Like
no.
Raising a home? No? Okay. Thank you. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
8.
8? Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. A hurricane, a Category 1 hurricane?
Yeah. Well, I think it was higher than 1.
A category 2? Or 3?
Yeah.
We have the 5 categories. Which one do you?
I'm pretty sure that the last couple of ones were 3s or 4s.
Okay. So let's just stick to 1 because the system asks me to write the name. It's the name of the hurricane. So many people tell me more than one, and they don't remember the name, so I have to, it doesn't accept it without the name. So
got it.
You can't remember the name. Yes, okay. So, and also, do you remember the name of the tropical storm?
Yeah, so definitely Ian.
And that was a tropical storm.
Oh,
right?
No, that was a hurricane.
Oh, that was a hurricane? Okay, so the hurricane is Ian, and the tropical storm, do you remember?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you remember the name of the tropical storm? Or the year? You can also do the year. Do you remember which year was it, roughly?
I feel like I have to Google now because it goes out of your mind. I know that, well...
Roughly, I mean, it doesn't have to be exact.
I don't know,
around maybe in the early 2000s, or
yeah. So it's everything since 2006. So Hurricane Matthew, that was a hurricane again. So that was 2016. I'm pretty sure. That was a big one. I know you have to. Sorry, I know this is not what you're asking. I'm trying to remember.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
Tropical storm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take your time.
Oh, okay. Okay, good. I have a thing here now.
Okay.
Oh. Those are all hurricanes. Dahlia was last.
Okay.
Wasn't a tropical storm. They were all hurricanes, really.
Okay. So let's go back and check that off. And they were both, So we have Ian already. Ian, was Ian the Category 3 one, or? What was it? Okay, let me have the last one. The last name you said. The one that you experienced.
Adalia was
Idalia or just Dahlia?
Yes. Idalia.
Oh, so it's with an I.
I-D-A-L-I-A. Yeah, that was in 23. That was last year.
Okay, can you spell that for me again? I-G, you said?
A D, as in dog. I-D-A-L-I-A.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Let's move on. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Yes or no?
The home itself, no.
So there was no damage to the home?
No.
Okay. And how vulnerable do you currently feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you currently feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Extremely vulnerable.
Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters or board up your home? Yes or no?
Honestly, no. I probably should, but depending on what the trajectory is of it coming toward us, we haven't done that in the past.
Okay. Would you buy supplies and equipment? Yes or no?
Yes.
And if necessary, would you evacuate?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. When would you like to begin preparing your home for a hurricane? Within 24 hours, within 36 hours, or within 48 hours?
48.
Thank you. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane danger damages? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
I'm very certain with that one, just because I actually, worked in emergency management, so I kind of have all of the tools to know how to get my information.
Okay. All right. And please select your top three sources of information. And let me go down the list, okay? So they want you to select three. So if you can select three, so the internet, internet sources other than social media, the radio, TV, newspapers, or print media, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp. They have WhatsApp for some reason separated.
Well, I always use the county's emergency management alert system. Like for my county, it's called Alert Pinellas. So
okay.
I guess it would be counted as the
internet sources. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the only one.
I guess social media might be one too. Just with, maybe seeing things coming through, but more trusted to me would be actual, news on the internet, and then what the government is pushing out as information on their website.
Okay. Thank you. On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
I'm so sorry. Say the numbers again.
Sure.
Okay.
On a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Probably a 4.
Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm before? the loss of income or employment, yes or no?
No.
The cost of insurance, yes or no?
No.
The cost of food and other essentials?
No, not really. I mean, it's always a frustration to have to pay for it, but it doesn't prevent you from doing what you have to do.
Okay,
so no.
Okay, thank you. The cost of housing?
No.
Property taxes?
No.
Cost of childcare? Care?
No.
And transportation costs?
No.
Okay, thank you. If your home, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of a relative or family member? To another location within the state? As far as possible to another state? Or you would not leave your current circumstances?
Mm-hmm. The answer for this one is probably a family member, or if they're not safe, then to, you know, outside to a hotel or something. But I realized I said the wrong answer on the previous question. I do live in an evacuation zone. It's C.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can go back.
Yeah. I was just thinking, I'm not in A, but I am in evacuation zone C.
Okay, so you didn't, okay, yes, evacuation zone,
yes.
Okay. All right, I changed it, okay. Oh, then so it gives me another question here. What is the letter?
Okay.
You said a C, right?
Yeah, C.
Okay, thank you. Okay, next question. How many vehicles are available in the household?
Two,
okay. And do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Oh, no, I do not.
Okay. Okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage? Would you be certain mm-hmm. that you could come up with it? You could probably not come up with it, or you're certain that you could not come up with it?
I could probably not come up with it.
Probably not. Okay. Thank you. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? 1 to 3 years,
mm-hmm.
3 to 5 years, and 5 to 10 years. Has it gone up a lot or remained about
yeah.
the same?
No, in the yeah. 1 to 3 years, it went up a lot. It went up a lot. Our mortgage payment, I think it was like $300 or $400 more a month.
Oh, man. That's a lot.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, and next question. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change your insurance provider? Did you increase your amount of deductible? Or did you decrease coverage or other?
I did nothing. I just paid for it.
Okay, I'll write that down. Okay, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Would it be 100%, 80%, 60%, or less?
Can you ask that one more time? I'm not sure I understood the first part of the question.
Sure. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Yeah, it's kind of tricky. You don't, okay, it's okay.
If you can insure it for less, then why would 100 be an answer?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kind of confused.
All right, next question. Let's move on. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to be continue increasing and the current rate at the current rate or higher? Would you consider moving to another home within the same county? Would you consider moving to another county within Florida? Would you consider moving to another state, or would you not move at all?
I probably wouldn't move solely for that reason. No, I would not. I would move for, maybe that would factor in with a bunch of other reasons, but not just for that reason.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgages to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider that if your mortgage was paid off? Yes or no?
To not have insurance if the mortgage is paid off?
Yes.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Don't you still need insurance?
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? The federal government, the state government, the local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Local. And then in some cases, state, just depending on the emergency, how big of a disaster it was.
Okay. Thank you so much. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Oh, I don't really know anything about this. I'm neutral. I wouldn't be able to say I have confidence or not.
Okay, thank you. It's okay.
Is that an answer? Okay.
Yes, that's fine. That's fine. Okay, next. I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? Yes or no?
Yes, I believe it is, yeah.
And do you believe it will affect you, or do you believe it won't affect you?
Well, you're pointing out that I'm kind of ignorant in this. Now I want to research, right? I feel like it would be something that would probably affect us if the sea levels are rising, yes.
Okay.
But I don't
know
for sure.
Okay. Thank you. Would you consider selling your home? So that's the question, and you have three possible answers. Okay, so the question is, would you consider selling your home? And the three options are in the private market, as part of a government buyout program, or neither.
For what reason? You mean just selling it?
Yes, I would think so.
If I'm selling it, it would be just the regular private market, not a government buyout.
Okay, thank you. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? By increasing income taxes, by increasing property taxes, or by increasing both?
Mm-hmm. Wow, these are really thought-provoking question.
Yes.
It's pointing out I really have no idea what's going on. Maybe both.
Okay.
Just
thank
off
you.
The top of my head, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation. under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Are you extremely concerned, moderately, somewhat, slightly, or not at all?
Moderately concerned. We did receive flooding from storm surges last time. So yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And going back to when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important on making that decision? I'm gonna go down the list here. The neighborhood, okay. Schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rates, flood zones, proximity to other family members, proximity to a job.
Proximity to a job, a neighborhood.
Okay, thank you. And how long do you plan on living in your current address?
Well, funny you would ask. We actually have it on the market. It's in the market
really?
Right now, but yeah, but it's just, yeah, I got a job in another state, so it has really nothing to do with all of this topic that you're talking about. We would have stayed there if I didn't get a promotion at my work.
Okay. So you would say less than a year?
Right. Yes.
Okay. All right. And finally, I just have a few questions, a few general background questions, and we will be finished, okay? And what age group do you belong to, between 18 and 34, between 35 and 54, between 55 and 64?
That one.
Okay.
35 and 54.
Okay. Okay, and what is, let me see. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Five,
okay. Are there any of those five people under 12 years old?
There's three of them.
Two of them?
Three.
Three that are 12, under 12.
Correct.
Okay. And how many people 65 or older?
Zero.
Okay, thank you. And what is your marital status? Single, never married, married, or living with a partner, widow, divorced, separated?
Married.
Okay, thank you. What is the highest grade of schooling completed by an adult member in your household?
Graduate.
High school graduate. Thank you.
Graduate school. Like,
yes.
Not high school graduate.
Yes. Graduate.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Okay. And what language is mostly spoken in your home? I would assume English, right? Correct?
Actually, Creole. My husband is not Caucasian, so we speak Creole, Haitian Creole.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you, can you spell that for me? Is it start with a C?
Yeah, C-R-E-O-L-E.
Hold on, C-R-E.
Mm-hmm. O-L-E.
E?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. C-R-E-O-L-E.
Correct.
Thank you. And please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20,000, between 20 and 30, between 30 and 50, between 50 and 75, between 75 and 100, or over 100?
75 and 100.
Okay. These were all the questions I have for you this evening. Thank you very much for your responses. Have a nice night, okay?
Thanks. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Damn, freaking hot.